ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、英回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で28問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。Listening 1.
Where are you going, Mika?
I'm going to walk to the post office to mail a package.
Okay. Do you want me to come with you? I can carry the package.
Thanks.
What are you mailing? It's not that heavy.
Oh.I'm selling some of my clothes.
I saw you had a stack of clothes on the bed the other day.
Right. I've been going through my clothes to find things to throw away. You know, clothes I got as gifts that I never wear. And I don't know why, but my mother also dropped off some of her old clothes.
I noticed that. Those things won't fit you, will they?
No, and they're stained or damaged in some way. No one is going to want them.But some of the clothes I bought a long time ago are still nice. I just don't feel like wearing them anymore. So I decided to sell them online. Today I'm sending a skirt and blouse to someone in China.
Question 49. What kind of clothes did the woman sell online? Listening 2.
Hey, Angela. I'm going down to the coffee shop to grab a large coffee and a donut. Want anything?
That's kind of you, Tom. I'd like a blueberry muffin and a small coffee, please.
If you want a muffin, I brought some banana ones this morning that you can have.
Oh, I'll take a banana muffin. Thanks. And on second thought, could you just get me a large coffee instead? I might need the extra caffeine to study this afternoon.
Sure thing.I'll be back in a few minutes.
Question 50. What will the man order for the woman at the coffee shop? Listening 3.
Good morning. This is the Ambassador Hotel. How may I help you?
Hello. My name is Sue Bradford. I'd like to reserve a room for two this Saturday, please.
Certainly, ma'am. Our standard rooms are $125. Our deluxe rooms are $175. Which would you prefer?
Do both rooms have a view of the ocean?
Just the deluxe rooms do.
Is breakfast included?
No, that'll be $30 extra for two guests. The total would then be $155 and $205 for the standard and deluxe rooms respectively.
Okay.I'll take an ocean view room with the breakfast option, please.
Question 51. How much will the woman pay for her hotel reservation? Listening 4.
Want to watch a movie this week?
Sure. I haven't been to the theater in a while. The new horror movie looks good.
I think so, too. Looking at the schedule, it's playing tomorrow at 12:30 and 2:15 in the afternoon, or 7:45 and 9:15 in the evening.
9:15 is kind of late. There's not another showing somewhere else around like 6 or 6:30?
Nope. It's only playing at the big theater downtown.
I have a lot to do tomorrow. Is the schedule the same for the day after?
Yeah, it's the same schedule all week.
Okay, what if we wait a few days and then see the first show on Thursday?
Actually, I'm kind of busy all day Thursday. The last show would be better for me.
Well, I'm free all day, so it doesn't matter. I'd rather go earlier, like 7:45. But if you can only go then, it's fine.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Question 52. At what time will the man and woman see the movie? Listening 5.
I was looking at a few places to stay for our vacation, but I can't decide. What do you think?
Well, looking at the reviews, the Howard Hotel is famous for its food. They have an award-winning chef.
True, but it's quite far from the beach.
In that case, Charleston Bed and Breakfast is right next to the beach, and it's really cheap. Oh, wait, it's fully booked.
The place next door is more expensive, and the reviews say the staff are super friendly, and the service in the restaurant is superb.
The Hotel Alexander? It looks quite nice, doesn't it? But is there anything cheaper?
How about the Seaside Residence? It's the cheapest and not too far from the beach. The breakfast looks good too.
Look at the photos of the room though. They're tiny. No, let's go with the Alexander.
Question 53. Which place is well known for its food? Listening 6.
Welcome to the orientation, everyone. We'd like to start with an important announcement about next week's health check. Next Wednesday, we will hold health checks for all students here on campus between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. You can find the specific time for your health check by checking the information sheet in your orientation packet. You need to complete a health survey online before you come for your health check. You can access the survey by scanning the QR code on your information sheet. On the health check day, please bring a small bag to carry your shoes and personal items. It's unnecessary to bring your health insurance card, but please bring your student ID card. Any questions can be answered at the campus health office.
Question 54. What must students bring to the health check? Part B. Listening 7から8では、英語を聞いて印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを A から C のうちから1つ選びなさい。なお、Listening 7には問題が4つ。Listening 8には問題が4つあります。例題はありません。Listening 7
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Thrill Seekers podcast. Today we have a very special guest, Kirk James, who has possibly the most interesting job I can think of. He's a roller coaster designer. Kirk, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
To start off, could you tell us a little bit about how you became a roller coaster designer?
Sure. I've always been fascinated by roller coasters and theme park attractions. It might have something to do with living near the Super World amusement park as a kid.
The theme park near Seattle?
That's the one. I used to go there maybe 4 or 5 times a year with my brother Alex and my dad, as far back as elementary school. I even made small models of the rides I designed. That was my dream job back then, and by the time I was in high school, that hadn't changed. I knew I wanted to design and build things, so I studied engineering at university. I worked in the robotics industry for a few years before I got my dream job designing roller coasters. And 15 years later, I'm still there.
That's really interesting. So, how long does it take you to design a new roller coaster from start to finish?
It really depends on the complexity of the roller coaster and what the client needs. Most roller coasters I work on take 12 months to design. A basic roller coaster, nothing fancy, takes less, anywhere from 6 to 8 months. But more complex ones can take well over a year from start to finish. Theme parks always want something new, something different that hasn't been done before. And the more complex, the harder it is. Everything is a balance of physics, safety and fun.
Now, you've been doing this for a long time and know a lot about roller coasters. So which one is your favorite?
That's a tough question. I mean, the Astro Jump at Superworld is still special for me because that's the one I rode and loved the most as a kid. But of the ones I'd designed, I'd probably say the Skyscraper at White Mountain Park in Colorado. It's a roller coaster that takes riders up over 50 meters in the air. It's the tallest one I've designed, and to me, the most fun to ride. The one recently I'm most proud of designing, though, is the Backbreaker at Cedar Hills Park in Texas. It was the most challenging roller coaster I've ever designed.
Oh gosh, you know, I tried that one for the first time when I was in Texas only a few weeks ago. And I can tell you, I was smiling so much at the end. So, Kirk, do you try the rides yourself once they are finished?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't work on something for a couple of years without wanting to try it once it's finished. And you know, as a roller coaster designer, it's important for me to understand the experience from the rider's perspective. It's not enough to just see the reaction after the ride is over. Plus, it gives me ideas for the next roller coaster I design. I try out roller coasters that other people have designed too for the same reason. Theme parks always demand something new that's never been done before, but for me, above all, it has to be fun. That's my thought process when designing a ride.
I totally agree. And having ridden a couple of your rides, I can say you've succeeded. Lovely talking to you today, Kirk. Thanks for coming in to chat.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Listening 8.
Welcome to our program. Today we have with us Masako Furusawa, the owner of a company called Furusawa Distillery in Miyazaki. Masako's company makes Japanese alcohol called shochu. Her company is quite special in that it continues to make shochu in a traditional way. She's here to talk about that and how climate change may make that impossible in the near future. Masako, welcome to our program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So your company has been around for over 100 years and has been using the same buildings and methods during that time, right? Why do you think it's important to keep using traditional techniques?
Traditions are important despite the cost of maintaining them. Using what's available locally, something made by local people in the local climate, that's the ideal for shochu. It might take longer to do it this way, but it's what gives our shochu its unique flavor.
With climate change, do you think you'll still be able to make shochu in Miyazaki in the traditional way?
Well, if the weather gets warmer, that's definitely a concern. This year was really hot, and we had to adjust the way we do things. If the weather gets any hotter, though, it's going to be a problem. We'll still be able to make shochu here, but we won't be able to do it traditionally anymore. Like other companies have already done, we will have to install coolers or other climate control devices.
I see. Now, I hope you won't be offended by this, but isn't it a bit unusual for a woman to be head of a shochu company? Aren't they normally run by men?
Well, yes, many of them are run by men, but there are a lot of female owners too. More than you might think. But to have a woman who is both owner and the person in charge of actually making the shochu is quite unusual. But in our case, my grandmother took over both roles after my grandfather died. After my grandmother retired, her daughter, my mother, then took over the company and became the next head. When she got married, my father became the fourth head, and now I'm the fifth. So for me, it was perfectly natural that women would be involved in shochu making. I have a daughter, and I'm sure she'll take over from me one day.
Have you noticed any other changes that are affecting the industry?
Sure. Part of it is just the changing generations of owners as people retire and younger people take over. Also, people's eating habits have changed. Nowadays, it's quite normal to have Western food at home, which doesn't really go well with shochu. Also, the relationships between the shochu makers are closer than in my grandmother's time. They're working together to do more for shochu and broaden its appeal, not only in Japan, but overseas as well. In the old days, there was a lot of competition among shochu makers because their customers were all local. Shochu makers still mainly market their products locally. But nowadays, there are shipping services that can deliver shochu anywhere in the world.
Yes, I'd heard that shochu has become more popular in other countries. Thank you so much for coming in and spending time with us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Part C Listening 9から10では英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A. True を正しくなければ B. False を選びなさい Now Listening 9には問題が8つ Listening 10には問題が6つあります例題はありませんそれぞれのリスニング問題について英語の指示文が流れますその20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。Listening 9 You will hear a man talking to a woman about university classes. Look at the 8 statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false,Choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 9 will now begin.
How's it going, Keiko? Are your university classes going okay?
Not too bad. I studied German as a foreign language in my first year, but it was just too difficult for me. So I'm going to try something else this year. I just can't decide what to take.
I know what you mean. I tried German too when I was a freshman, but I had to give it up for the same reason. Then I gave French a try. The grammar was easier, but the pronunciation was harder.
Are you still taking French?
No, I took just one class and I got one credit for it. But we need to get 8 credits of foreign languages in my department. 4 credits have to be in English and the other 4 have to be in another foreign language. So, we could get 4 credits in French or 4 credits in Spanish or whatever other language we want. So this year, I'm going to try Spanish instead. The grammar and pronunciation are supposed to be easier.
Maybe I should do that too.I don't need as many credits in a foreign language in my department. We only need 4 credits in any foreign language. Do you know when Spanish class meets?
Yeah, you have 2 choices. Either Tuesday after lunch in 3rd period, which is what I'm going to do, or Thursday mornings in 2nd period. Why don't you take the class with me and we could learn together?
I would if I could, but I work part-time on Tuesday evenings, so I don't know if I can do that.
Third period ends at 3:15, so you should still have enough time to get to work, right?
Yeah, you're probably right. It only takes an hour to get to work and it starts from 5 o'clock. That just doesn't leave me much time for anything else that day. I'm busy working on weekends too.
Why are you working so hard?
I'm going to driving school this summer and need the money.
Good luck with that. So, about Spanish class. How about taking the class with me? I mean, we haven't taken class together since high school.
Yeah, okay. I'll register for it right now. It'll be great to be in the same class with you again.
Listening 10. You will hear a news report about a man named Eric, who is working in Rwanda. Look at the 6 statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 10 will now begin.
For years, Eric Habimana's father caught fish to pay for his son's school fees. The problem, however, was that Eric's father was catching the fish illegally. He struggled to make a living as a farmer, so, like many people in the area, caught fish from the lakes of Akagera National Park to feed his family. When the government made strong efforts in 2010 to stop this illegal fishing in the national park, he and others had to move on to nearby Lake Gishanda, just outside the park boundaries, instead. Eventually, there were no fish left in Lake Gishanda to either eat or sell. Now, Eric is on a mission to reverse the damage. He manages Gishanda Fish Farm, which is based on the banks of the lake, to cultivate fish and restock the waters. In April 2022, the first young fish raised in the farm were released into the water. More than 100,000 have been released so far, and the ambition is to produce 1.5 million fish each year. With joint funding and support from a local conservation organisation, Rwandan companies and universities, and an overseas government, the farm opened in October 2021. The aim is to produce about 30 tons of fish annually, of which at least 10% will be sold at half the market price to the 600 households who live around the lake. It is hoped the move will not only stop illegal fishing, but also improve nutrition for the villagers. The farm also provides jobs and job training to breed catfish and grow organic vegetables. Eventually, Eric would like the villagers living around the lake to manage the farm, and they're working with district officials to identify other suitable lakes in the area that could be restocked with fish.
This is the end of the listening test.